Hi, I'm WVXU's Tana Weingartner. Water is a big topic these days. There's a scarcity of it out west. Algae blooms shut down Toledo's drinking water system earlier this month, and Cincinnati remains on the leading edge of water technology. But those are all obvious. We see or hear about them frequently. I went behind the scenes to look at a hidden aspect of our water delivery system, something thousands of Cincinnatians pass each day, but never truly see.
Well, this is our Kennedy Avenue pump station. It looks just like all the other apartment buildings that are next door to it. It's a brick structure, front porch, and a sidewalk leading up to it. If you didn't know, you would just say that it's a neighborhood apartment.
Jeff Pieper is superintendent of water supply with the Greater Cincinnati Water Works. He and assistant superintendent Larry Moster are showing me what's actually inside this cleverly disguised building. Instead of apartments, the inside is just one cavernous space filled with large blue pipes.
So this building was put in 1997. It's very similar to the other facility we were at. It has four pumps that pump the water from Eastern Hills into Brecon or Blue Ash area and stuff. So there's overhead crane, electrical equipment kind of up in the front, and water quality monitoring equipment. Make sure that the quality of the water in this area meets all the standards.
I'm fascinated by this hidden operation. Larry Moster just thinks I'm weird.
That's all there really is to the station. Pipes in and pipes out. It's very routine for us. That's what I'm saying.
Even though you can't see them as you drive by, these pipes are very important. Cincinnati's many hills make getting water to customers a chore. Each year, billions of gallons have to be constantly pumped up and down and up again to get from intake stations along the Ohio River to homes across the region. Jeff Pieper says that means pump stations like this one and others operated by the Metropolitan Sewer District sometimes need to be right in the middle of neighborhoods.
We have three that are camouflaged, very much camouflage-like neighborhoods, and all of our facilities we try to blend in as best we can with the surrounding area.
Why?
Well, it makes it better for the neighbors. We try to be good neighbors, you know, maintain nice property, and if we can do a good job of blending our facilities, it helps in that respect.
While some facilities, including the Mount Airy Reservoir, were built to stand out almost as monuments to big public works projects, Ryan Welsh with the Metropolitan Sewer District says MSD tries to place most of its pump stations out of sight underground or in small remote block buildings. But when you have to be right out in the open, Welsh says blending in is best.
We've got one that looks a little bit like a church. I think if you were driving by on the road, you would think it was a church. It's a pump station. In general, though, we try to match the neighborhood as far as landscaping and try to make things so they don't stand out.
West Siders have likely driven past another facade. Muddy Creek and Green Township used to back up and flood a lot and smell a lot. Now, what looks like a house or a small office building sits on the corner of Neeb and Muddy Creek Roads. But there are no couches or kitchens inside. It's really a high-rate treatment facility designed to keep wet weather sewage overflows and odors at bay. One facility almost everyone has probably seen is the Elsinore Castle on Gilbert Avenue at the base of Mount Adams. I thought it was a clever addition to what was then the museum center when I was growing up. But nope. Jeff Pieper says it's a hidden waterworks facility, too.
The superintendent of waterworks at that time, A.G. Moore, liked what was the play, Larry? I don't recall.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, and that's a replica of the castle out of Hamlet. So he went to a play for Hamlet, and he liked it so much that he went the next day and had that facility commissioned to serve as a valve house out of our Eden Park Reservoir.
Does it still operate or now?
It does. It still serves a purpose, though we don't really have valves in it anymore.
Something else the sewer district and waterworks are hiding in plain sight? Reservoirs and holding tanks. They're tucked away under ball fields, golf courses, and parks, making sure water and sewage get where they belong without being an eyesore. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.